Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
This is CBS Eye on the World. Here's John Batchelor.
The New World Report with my colleagues and friends, Ernesto Araújo, former foreign minister of the Republic of Brazil, Joseph Umar, the executive director of Secure Free Society. Ernesto, I come immediately to you because within these last days from Brazil, we learn of the indictment against former President Jair Bolsonaro, whom you served in his cabinet. Bolsonaro lost the most recent election to Lula da Silva very narrowly. In any event, we knew that there was an allegation that Bolsonaro had been at the head of a group that were looking to overturn the results or challenge the results or in some way interfere with the election of Lula da Silva. But this indictment surprised me in that it included allegations of an assassination plot against Lula da Silva. And that means that we're looking at potentially the rest of his life in jail if Mr. Bolsonaro is convicted of such a charge. Since then, we've not had any detail about this allegation other than it's floating out there. I don't believe he's been detained or jailed. It's all very strange. Can you help me understand where this assassination plot came from? It was news. Good evening to you.
Sure, John. Good evening. Yeah, this was very explosive, so to say, the indictment as it came. Actually, the some of its elements had already been circulated, but now we have the concrete thing. Many independent experts, law experts, they say this indictment is not very solid because it's almost wholly based on the confessions, the declarations of Bolsonaro's former aide-de-camp, Lieutenant Colonel, who was arrested and made a plea for bargain. Tell what he saw in terms of the movements by Bolsonaro and his entourage between the election and Lula's inauguration. There are not many elements of proof. There's indications that in a way, he was tortured, not physically, but psychologically tortured, this former aide-de-camp, in order to provide the allegations that could incriminate Bolsonaro. But in any case, the elements about an assassination plot, they don't necessarily connect to Bolsonaro. If it's true, there's no proof that Bolsonaro knew or authorized or wanted to do that. Okay, so and they're not insisted to the indictment doesn't insist too much on that. They insist more on the plans for a coup d'état, for the overthrow of the democratic regime, as they call. Bolsonaro's defense already did, and now they are insisting that Bolsonaro considered the implementation of a state of siege or a defense state. Exceptional measures that are authorized by the Constitution. So, and that he did not go ahead with that. So, what the accusation would have to do is to prove that Bolsonaro really wanted to commit something against the Constitution, and also that he was aware of what could turn to be this. This assassination, the plans for an assassination, which were not executed. I mean, the only concrete elements is that a few agents were following Alexandre de Moraes, which also would be the justice from the Supreme Court, who also would be a target for that. So. It's much more of a political than a juridical indictment. That's for sure. And it's going to be a political judgment of Bolsonaro. In Brazil, justice, unfortunately, is totally politicized. Everything is an element for negotiation. I mean, lots of procedural. I'm not defending, of course, any sort of attempt against the Constitution or against anyone's life, of course. But there's lots of procedural, huge procedural problems with the way this was conducted. The Moraes, the justice himself, he presided over the audiences with the aide-de-camp in the plea for bargain. This is not authorized by Brazilian law. The judge should not be there. So this one among many many problems.
Joseph.
Sorry.
Joseph, the news from Brazil also includes de Moraes, the Supreme Court justice who Ernesto just mentioned, moving against another social media company, this one Rumble, which is associated with Trump Media. Rumble and True Social are of a piece. Why I ask you is there a trend in the Americas, all of the Americas, to look to strangle or contain social media? Is it seen as a threat to the regimes that are otherwise all powerful?
Well, it's an extension of free speech that comes from dissident voices or opposition voices to autocratic leaders. And so if you're a regime that doesn't essentially believe in free speech, you're going to look at clamping down on any entity that's not under your control, right? So like what happens in the case of Brazil, and I think Ernesto knows this better than anybody, and he's articulated it many times, that most of the media apparatus is either, they're not state controlled, they're not state owned, but they're state controlled in many respects because they get subsidies or they get advertising dollars or they get some type of kickbacks that come from the government itself. And so in many respects, they're not as critical of the government as they should be. And, you know, independent media is supposed to be very critical of the government. But these outside voices that are coming from social media that, you know, aren't controlled by anything in Brazil because they're not Brazilian companies, those are within outside of the realm of control of that government. So they are looking to clamp down on it. And we saw this fight already happen with Twitter or X under Elon Musk. You know, a lot of the Brazilian opposition, which you got to understand, the Brazilian opposition in many respects is the expression of the Brazilian people. There are different layers to that, and Ernesto knows that very well. But it's the Brazilian people that make those politicians popular, and it's the Brazilian people that make those platforms popular inside the country. So what they may be concerned with is having a multi-front challenge, not just from those that are talking on X, which they've directly challenged Elon Musk on that, but those then going to Rumble, or then maybe going to True Social, or then maybe going to other alternative outlets that are more aligned with America First and President Trump. And I'm sure that the government of Brazil doesn't want that to happen. So they're going to try to be very, very, very stringent on those controls.
Ernesto, I go to a report from Reuters, Rio de Janeiro. U.S. President Donald Trump's Trump Media and Technology Group and video sharing platform Rumble filed an emergency motion at a U.S. court against Brazilian Supreme Court Justice Alexandre de Moraes. On Friday, the justices ordered the suspension. The justices in Brazil ordered the suspension of the video platform Rumble in Brazil. I mention this because heretofore, de Moraes was taking on Musk and X, the X platform. And the resolution of that was X backed down and took down the offending posts. But now it looks like Alexandre de Moraes is taking on the president of the United States. What is he looking for? Does he gain power because of the scale of his adversaries?
Yes, in a sense he does. Of course, many people have his back, right? The whole corrupt system in Brazil have his back. So if he falls, many people would fall at the same time. So they're doubling down, and so far this has had good results for them. So Rumble and also Trump Media Group, which is associated to Rumble, right? Through social, they apparently they didn't actually sue the Moraes in an American court. They asked for the confirmation that the Moraes has no jurisdiction over their actions regarding U.S. citizens or U.S. residents. The main point is a Brazilian journalist who is exiled in the U.S., strongly persecuted by the Moraes, Alan dos Santos, who was expelled from X. Now he was in Rumble, was required to shut him down. So, and he's legally a legal resident in the U.S. So the Rumble and Truth Social apparently are applying for the confirmation that they are not required to follow the Moraes laws as regards their operations in the U.S. or elsewhere from Brazil. What's the effect of that? My take is that it can have broader effects later on. If you compare that with President Trump's executive order freezing the assets of the International Criminal Court's prosecutor because he doesn't have jurisdiction over the U.S. and is trying to have jurisdiction over the U.S. So I think that's a step towards freezing the assets of the Moraes or taking similar measures later on. So it's a chess game. So moves here, moves there. The Moraes is appealing to, let's say, nationalism. So, oh, no one can interfere with Brazilian jurisdiction, although he's doing the same, apparently, towards U.S. jurisdiction. But Brazilian people, they don't want that. They know as the Moraes is at the head of a censorship regime. I think most people in Brazil are rooting for what may happen in terms of ensuring Rumble, Truth Social, X, freedom of expression.
Alexandre de Moraes is the name of the Supreme Court justice in Brazil. Is at the center of taking on not only the richest man in the solar system, but the most powerful man in the solar system. Two are working together. It is unusually aggressive. We're going to turn to Venezuela when we come back, and the mystery of the deported being treated as heroes as they arrive in Caracas. Joseph Umar, Ernesto Araújo, I'm John Batchelor.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
You're great at protecting your own personal information. You probably even use things like two-factor authentication, strong passwords, and a VPN. But as much as you try to be in control of how your information is protected, there are lots of places that also have it, and they might not be as careful as you are. That's why LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second for identity threats. If your identity is stolen, a LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will help solve identity theft issues on your behalf, guaranteed or your money back. Plus, all LifeLock plans are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package, meaning LifeLock will reimburse you up to the limits of your plan if you lose money due to identity theft. You might not be able to control how others handle your personal information, but you can help protect it with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART or go to LifeLock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.
Life with CIDP can be tough, but the Thrive Team, a specialized squad of experts, helps people living with CIDP make more room in their lives for joy. Watch Rare, Well Done.
An all-new reality series, Rare, Well Done, offers help and hope to people across the country who live with the rare disease CIDP. Watch the latest episode now, exclusively on RareWellDone.com.